Hello, my name is Rory St. John. Welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. On October 2nd, 1836, the British naturalist Charles Darwin returns to Falmouth, England, aboard the HMS Beagle, ending a five-year surveying expedition of the Southern Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. Let's hear it.
Oh, Charles, it's so good to have you back. How was your trip?
It was wonderful, but I have to get quickly to the Nationalist Society headquarters.
Why? What's wrong?
Well, I made a wonderful cardboard cutout showing the creatures evolving as time passes. However, as people in the future will realize, I wasn't really the first man to discover evolution. So, I'll have to run there with all my construction equipment to make sure I get in quickly. Here, let me pick up my cardboard cutout, my pens, and my pair of scissors as I quickly run towards the naturalist exhibition.
Charles, not the scissors!
Oh, hey, a cardboard cutout.
And Charles Darwin did, in fact, impale himself with a pair of scissors as he was running, proving, once and for all, that there's no such thing as natural selection. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.